Say when. Hey guys, welcome back to Unleashed. I'm your host, Brent Henderson, and remember, we are the Resistance. Man, if you enjoy the podcast, make sure to give us a like, you know, follow it, and share it with someone who really can use some encouragement. Also, if you'd like to be a part of the Resistance, you can absolutely go to unleashed.men, click on the About tab, and then donate. We could really use your financial support, but we need your prayers as much as anything. We know that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and it is your prayers that really open up the doors for God to be able to continue doing what we're doing here. But if you do happen to give, everything you give is 100% tax deductible, as we are connected to World Renewal Ministries, which is a 501c3. Will, I almost sounded like Ronald Reagan there for a second. Will, you know Nancy and I. I'm in one of those moods. You know, they should have made like a commercial with, you know, Ronald Reagan's voice, or maybe like with Bill Clinton, you know, like something like, I did not eat Chex with that woman. I actually ate Wheaties. Like I said, I'm in one of those moods. I think I'm just a little bit sleep deprived. Anyhow, you know, when I was young, though, I always thought it'd be kind of cool to be a radio announcer. It's a beautiful day in downtown Los Angeles. The temperature is now 86 degrees and the time is a quarter past the hour of 1 o'clock. And if you're not out of bed yet, boy, are you late for work. But you know, who'd have guessed back then that I'd be doing something called a podcast, you know, that goes all over the world. You know, we didn't even have cell phones or computers back then, but we did have calculators. Man, I'm old. But strangely enough, the temperature got up to 71 degrees here yesterday on March 15th. And today, as recording this episode, the real field temperature is currently 15 degrees. And get this, we are to get up to an inch of snow, they think. Yeah. You know, as crazy as all that is, they're getting like three or four feet of snow about 6 hours north of here up in northern Michigan. I think up around Traverse City. I saw that. And for my brothers that live up there, man, I'm praying for you. But this is the time of the year, you know, you can either be mowing grass one day, you can be shoveling your sidewalks the next. It's crazy. You know, I'm not doing a whole lot of complaining, though, honestly, because I'm just really still glad to be here. And you know that. You know my story. I love the change of the seasons. And another thing about this time of the year, this is when we kind of get to practice our I get to's instead of I have to's. But you know what? If we didn't have changes that come along with every season, we become soft. And what happens? Soft men create hard times. Remember that saying, hard times create strong men create good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. And I'll bet that if you look back over your life, some of your most productive times were when things got really difficult. They got tough because it's those challenges that cause us to step up our game because we need to. You know, the least growth happens when there is no purpose or challenges behind what we're doing. So today, if you're struggling, man, give thanks for the struggle. Lean into it. Invite God into it. Watch what gets done and invest in your struggle. There's a saying that is used by the United States Navy SEALs, and it's the motto that says, "The only easy day was yesterday." In other words, if today feels harder than yesterday, it means you're growing. It means that you're moving forward. Those men are trained to be what the military calls the tip of the spear. They go first. They take the hard assignments. They lead the charge. And when I hear that phrase, you know, the only easy day was yesterday, I can't help but thinking about something. That as followers of Christ, men are called to be the tip of the spear in their families, in their marriages, their communities, their workplace, wherever we go, we carry the identity of Jesus Christ. But the question is, are we training for that responsibility? There is something that happens inside of a man when he steps, you know, up to the plate. It's like another gear kicks in. It's you know, when he toughs it out, when he perseveres, when he fights back instead of giving up, something changes inside of him. You know, at the end of the day, he can look in the mirror and he can say, I gave it my all. I gave it my best. It's not about being perfect. It's about showing up. Showing up and doing your best. And when a man lives that way consistently, something begins to grow inside of him. Self-respect. You know, self-respect isn't something that someone else gives to you. It's something you build. And when a man steps up, other men notice. You know, that courage is contagious. I was writing this early this morning, and I was thinking about, I was on a bow hunt near Poison Pass, Colorado. I don't know, it's probably been 10 or 11 years ago now. And my buddy, Roger, who was in Desert Storm, Desert Shield, he was really struggling. He was but having some neuropathy and different things happening with his feet. He was struggling to make it up the mountainside. I was feeling pretty good about myself. You know, I had been training really hard leading up to this trip. And in the last mile of walking up those switchbacks, they're like letter Z going up the hill because they're so steep, you have to have these. We were both feeling really gassed. And somewhere along the path, Roger started talking to me about, you know, going through SEER training in the military. And I'll never forget the passion in his voice when he talked about the moment that he had completed the training. He said, at that moment, something kicked in before he knew it, and Roger began to just pull away from me like he was shot out of a rifle. I don't know how he found that extra gear, but he did, and it came from somewhere deep inside. It wasn't just his mind telling his body, we're doing this. It was way more than that. It was something deep within his soul that moved when he remembered his training, something that had a really deep impact in him. When that kicked in, no one was going to keep up with his pace. You know, it's in those moments when we are called upon that we discover that we have more inside of us than we ever realize. You know, imagine what our lives would be like if we really understood that. You see, when you're wanting to complain about, you know, how tough something is in your life, that's the very moment when you have another gear and it's just inside of you waiting to be activated. Lean into that. God made you in an amazing way, and He is the one that's giving you amazing strength that can be called upon when you need it. But now here's the thing. Roger had that gear because he trained for it, right? He had to go through crazy hard challenges to develop it. We can find that same strength, but we have to become disciplined enough to shape it so that when we're called upon to use it, we're ready. I've got a few buddies who have been a part of Special Forces in the military, and I really admire them for their sacrifice and respect that they are the tip of the spear. But those that are the tip of the spear, they realize that you always have to be sharpening the spear. You know, when I go bow hunting, one of the things I always make sure of before I head out is that my equipment's ready, and I'll be practicing for months. I'll make sure that my bow is dialed in. I'll make sure my broadheads are razor sharp. Because when that moment comes and an animal, you know, steps out, there is no time to wonder if you're ready. You really do need to know two things. Is your equipment ready? And do you know exactly where you want that arrow to land once you let it fly? Because accuracy matters. Preparation matters. The same thing is true in life. If we're going to live as the tip of the spear, we have to be ready. Preparation happens before the moment arrives. You know, the Bible talks about the power of something sharp in Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. God's word penetrates. And just like a spear, you know, it's got to be sharp to penetrate, our lives must be sharpened daily by God's truth. So what about training your body? You know, part of all this is being ready and taking care of the body that God gave you. You don't need to train like a professional athlete, right? I think a lot of guys make excuses. But you should move your body regularly. You know, personally, I try to lift 4 or 5 days a week. I want to make sure I get in at least 3 days of cardio. Everybody's schedule is different, so you have to do what works for you. But I have guys come up to me all the time and they'll say, hey, what's the best exercise program for me? I tell them the same thing. It's whatever one you'll do. It's not always what's the best program. The question is, are you willing to do it? So before lifting, you know, I always do like 10 to 15 minutes of cardio to get my blood flowing, you know, to loosen up my muscles. Then I'll take about 5 minutes to stretch, especially the muscle groups I'm going to be working that day. You don't need a lot of equipment, honestly. Dumbbells work great. Exercise bands work great. I take them on the road when I travel. Body weight exercises work great. You would be amazed at what you can do in a hotel room with only a chair and exercise bands. You can go walk, you can bike, you can hike, you can use a treadmill. But the goal is simple. You have to stay active long enough to get your heart rate up and keep your body strong. So here's a simple schedule that you can use. This is kind of what I do. You know, one day I'll do back and biceps and abs at the very end. The next day I'll do some form of cardio for 30 minutes. The following day I'll do chest and triceps and maybe add in a different form of ab training. The next day I'm going to focus on cardio again, but mix it up to keep your workouts fresh. You know, you don't want to make them get boring. You got to keep them fresh and exciting, because that's when you're going to quit if you don't. And the next day I'll do legs and abs. And maybe then on day 6, I'll do cardio. Maybe take it outside. You know, no matter what the elements are, sometimes you got to mix it up. You want to make it more of a challenge. But on those days when you go outside and it's really cold, man, make sure to warm up before you start, because if it's really cold, it can be dangerous, not only to your legs or whatever, but to your heart. But when we step up, you know, when the challenge gets more difficult, that's when growth really happens. And remember that the body God gave you is the vehicle that you use to live out your calling, so take care of it. Let's see. Another thing that we have to do is, yeah, this is a big one. We have to stop making excuses. You know, if I would twist my ankle or something, I'd make an excuse of why I couldn't lift for the next 3, 4, 5 weeks. No, you've got other things you can be doing. You can still do arms. You can still do abs. You just have to work around those injuries. And let me say something here that a lot of men need to hear. Most of the time, the problem isn't that we don't have time. The problem is that we haven't made it a priority. We'll make everything else a priority. But what do you really want? What does your body need? You need rest. You need physical fitness. You need mental clarity. There's a lot of things you have to do. You have to eat healthy. But whenever you start to deplete any of those, everything begins to go downhill on the count of one. But we always find time for what matters to us. We do. We find time to eat. We find time to take a shower. We find time to go to work. We find time to go hunting. But when it comes to really specifically tuning up our physical fitness or our time with God, suddenly we say, well, you know, man, I just don't have time. But somehow we have time to scroll TikTok or Reels for an hour, or maybe binge watching another series on Netflix. And there's nothing wrong with relaxing once in a while. We need it, right? I get that. But if those things are replacing the disciplines that keep you strong physically and spiritually, something is out of balance, because nothing changes until priorities change. You know, I also want to touch base about our health responsibility. What do I mean by that? So let me say something else to those of you who are kind of still listening. You don't want to wake up one day sitting in a doctor's office like I did, after severe chest pains, wishing you had taken better care of yourself. Now, mine wasn't that I hadn't been taking good care of myself, but in one aspect it was. I wasn't getting everything checked. You know, how you feel? I'm feeling really great. You know, let me check your heart rate. Let me check your blood pressure. There were some genetic things that were going on that I could have had other testing, but I just didn't want to do it. You know, it's like what ifs, right? What if they find something? So it's kind of like if something in your car is starting to make a noise, turn the radio up, right? You know, I don't want to hear it. You don't want that, you know, wishing you would have, could have, should have taken the time to take care of your body. And this happens to a lot of guys. So men, don't become the poster child for that story. Before starting an exercise program, you know, make sure you're getting regular medical checkups. At the very least, you should be seeing your doctor once a year. And another thing is, you know, like I said, there are genetic things that we can't control. Who would have guessed by looking at me or even seeing how hard I was working out that I had a serious genetic issue going on with my heart, that it was going to require quadruple bypass? But many of these things I'm talking about can be treated and managed if we catch them early. You know, my case, again, I learned that I was prone to heart disease and type 2 diabetes. You know, one kind of fed into the other. I can't change my genetics, but I can absolutely influence those outcomes through diet, through exercise, you know, through discipline. And if I choose not to take care of my body, then I'm basically choosing a shorter life, a less productive life. And living in fear, wondering when that ticking time bomb might go off, is not the way I want to live my life. You know, I've said this before, that until God calls me home, I'm invincible. But you might be saying, well, wait a second, you're saying, you know, until God calls me home, I'm invincible. Yeah, but it's kind of like he's giving you the keys to a car, right? He's still expecting you to put the keys in and turn it. We still have responsibility in that. So, you know, taking care of your body, it's not vanity. Vanity is more of an identity issue, right? Taking care of the body that God gives you is stewardship. All right, so let's take a second. I want to talk about maybe how do we fuel our body. You know, part of being able to train well means you got to fuel your body properly. You have to give it what it needs. It's not always just about having, you know, the right diet to go with it. Sometimes there are things that they've created which can really help, especially as we get older. You know, a lot of you guys know that I use Mountain Ops products because I know that I'll get the full benefit from my workouts if I use certain things to help maybe supplement some areas that I need those things in. I have to have the fuel to get enough energy and strength to complete many days, you know, when I'm just not feeling top of my game, and to help my body to recover, you know, after I've pushed it pretty hard. You know, the older you get, you really have to be careful how hard you push it. You don't have to go really heavy weights anymore. But before my workouts, there's a product I use called Ignite. And I'm actually drinking it as I record this podcast, which, as a matter of fact, I'm going to take a drink. Because it not only gives me a boost of energy, it really helps me with my mental clarity. You know, when I'm doing podcasts like this, it's easy for your brain to start to drift. You know, what else do I have to do today? Are they going to hear the dog barking in the background on my microphone, who's barking at the squirrel outside right now? And I also take creatine, which is really, really great. A lot of guys were worried about that early on, but they've done all the research. You just have to make sure you stay hydrated. I take their Magnum protein for strength and recovery. You know, and during my endurance trainings, I'll mix in a product called Enduro with the BCAAs. Sometimes in the afternoon, you know, gosh, you probably know what this feels like. You start to hit that wall. I'll grab one of their protein bars. I love their cookie dough. I kind of feel like I'm cheating on my diet when I eat one of these cookie dough protein bars. But I also know it's going to give me the energy I need to push through to be productive late in the afternoon. It's not always about necessarily lack of sleep or maybe even low testosterone levels. You know, I do struggle with that. They put me on TRT years ago. But even with that, my testosterone numbers are only barely over 500, which for my age is acceptable, but it's not on the high end. But the other thing I got to make sure I'm doing is I have to get recovered by getting enough sleep. And so they make something else. You know, you can take melatonin. I take their slumber gummies. They also have a powder that they make. But here's the thing. Supplements aren't shortcuts, right? I was thinking about Barry Bonds today, one of my favorite Pittsburgh Pirates when I was growing up. And he was accused of taking steroids and all those things. But even if he was doing steroids or anyone's doing the supplements, here's the thing. You're still the guy that's got to do the work, right? You have to put in the practice. You don't just get there because you were getting testosterone from your doctor or because you took protein. You have to do the work that helps the muscle grow. Those are just tools that really help you to push through and to move forward. But as good as they are, what's the key? Here it is. It's discipline. Discipline is still the key. You know, if you want to check out Mountain Ops, you know, again, you go to GNC or any health food store, find what works for you. That's just who I use. They kind of match my outdoors brand, and I love their products. I've been using them for years. But if you do go where the checkout is, if you just type in the word Unleashed, the name of this podcast, you'll get a 20% discount when you check out. So go to mountainops.com anyhow, and you'll see everything they have. Now, I feel like I should have been doing my Ronald Reagan voice with that again. Will, if you go to Unleashed. But what about training the spirit? You know, physical strength alone isn't enough. If a man trains his body, but he neglects his spirit, he becomes strong in the wrong direction. You know, if you want to stay spiritually sharp, you need a rhythm and you need a pattern. I like to remember kind of this with one simple word that I put together. It's called rest. R-E-S-T. Kind of reminds me of R-E-S-P-E-C-T. But the rest framework looks like this. R stands for read the word. You start your day in scripture. Before you check your phone, check in with God. Psalm 119:105 says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So use it. E of rest, engage God in prayer. Prayer aligns our hearts with God. Thank Him, praise Him, ask Him for wisdom. Ask Him to guide your decisions. James 1 verse 5 says that if we ask for wisdom, God gives it generously. So S in rest, sit and listen. After you pray, be still. Sit still. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is to simply listen. And T is to take action. Faith isn't just hearing truth, it's living it. James 1:22 says, do not merely listen to the word, do what it says. Truth becomes powerful when we act on it. It's like I was saying earlier, you know, you don't say, hey, God, if it's your will, start my car for me, would you? No, we have to put the key in the ignition and turn it. Things being required of us is good. It keeps us moving forward and it keeps us from becoming soft and weak like we were talking about earlier. And there's also the importance of Sabbath. You know, there's another discipline that many men ignore. We really do need physical rest. God models this in Genesis 2 verses 2 and 3 when He rests after making creation. And He commanded it in Exodus 20 verse 8 when He told us to remember the Sabbath. Rest resets us mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You know, even athletes understand this. Muscles grow during recovery, and strength is built during rest. Guys, we really are in a spiritual battle. And every day, we step into that battle. You know, in Ephesians 6:16, you know, it talks about the enemy is going to be firing those flaming arrows at us. You know, it's going to be things like, you know, temptation, you know, fear, distraction, discouragement. You know, I don't really feel like working out today. And we always can make an excuse. This is why we have to stay alert. We have to really be paying attention not only to our bodies, but to the voice of God. We have to stay prepared. We have to stay trained. Because if you're going to live as the tip of the spear, you can't live casually. Let me say that again. If you're going to live as the tip of the spear, which you are called to be, you can't live casually. You have to live with bold intent. You have to be ready. So here's kind of my final challenge. If you want to live as the tip of the spear in your family, in your faith, you got to start with simple disciplines. You got to move your body. You got to open your Bible. You've got to pray. You've got to listen for God's direction. Act on what He shows you and remember the rhythm of the Sabbath, because the truth is, the only easy day was yesterday. But when men begin training their bodies and sharpening their spirits, they become the kind of men that this world desperately needs. Men who lead, men who protect, men who influence others for good. So guys, let's get after it. Because when a man knows who he is in Christ, that he's been created in the image of the living God, when he's no longer held captive by the opinions of others or cares whether he lives or dies, that man is now extremely dangerous, dangerous for good, because he's been unleashed. We'll see you next time.